Hey, cool. What's up?
Well, sorry, I'm a little bit late. I have my buddy James Cameron over. Jimmy C, as I call him.
Hey, James.
He's long gone.
I thought the Abyss was okay.
Well, it's funny you should say that because, you know, his passion, much like, what is it, Will Wright? No, Lord British wants to spend all of his time in space. James Cameron wants to spend all of his time at the bottom of the Marianas Trench.
Yeah, he's a real weirdo. Did you ever read about one of the actresses in The Abyss? He almost killed by shooting all of her scenes like underwater in like this pool where she almost drowned. Like, he's supposed to be a real maniac. I can't remember who it was, but someone said they would never work with him again. So next time you see him, he'll fuck himself.
Just step on his toes.
Yeah, just be like, this is for what's her head.
Yeah.
This is for an actress.
Yeah, this is for Kate Winslet. She got really cold when they were filming those water scenes.
Yeah.
Oh man, just fuck method.
Don't say that.
No. Oh boy, we're gonna get rap beef.
Don't offend the clan.
I'll tell Jimmy C that when he comes back over. But he was handing me these awesome charts of the bottom of the sea, and he left on like this real cryptic note saying the next game for Abject Suffering will be detailed in the patterns of these maps.
Ooh,
and that's not really cryptic, is it? Says exactly. Well, okay, well, I'll send you the JPEG here.
Okay, cryptic.jpg. Just open that up. Okay. Oh, it's just it's Godzilla
for Game Boy.
Well, I don't know why I said it like that. It's not like, it's like I wish it was for the Super Nintendo because that game's good.
Fuck.
I was hoping it would be Godzilla.mp3, the song by the Blue Oyster Cult.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite like dumb jock rock songs.
Yeah, man, that's a fun great. Song to do at karaoke.
Oh yeah,
but this is not a fun game to play at karaoke
on the screen. Bad.
Yeah, blow it up on the camera. Yeah. Like we just rented this place out to have a giant screen. Yeah. You really want to sing.
This is the only example of a giant screen I've ever seen. So I mean, it just stands to reason that I would
bring my Game Boy and my Game Boy hookup to it and my favorite Game Boy game,
my AV out for Godzilla for Game Boy. Man, so Sokoban Lizard Edition.
Sokoban Lizards.
Yeah.
I am Gary Butterfield.
My name's Cole Ross.
And this is Abject Suffering, the game where we play game for game. we play games for, because you don't have to.
For your amusement, I guess.
Yes.
Like, why are you here?
Why are we doing this to us?
Yeah. And as you heard this week, we're doing Godzilla for the Game Boy, recommended by Sean Riley. Thank you, Sean, I guess. His only note was, it's ...
It is weird.
Yeah.
I'll give it that. It was not what I expected.
It was probably the quickest 180 I've ever done on a game.
Yeah, it's really pretty amazing. Like, because that title screen.
It's pretty metal. Like, it's very intricate Game Boy art, as they often did, of these different monsters. Like, Godzilla, Mecha Godzilla, Mothra, Gamera. I'm like, awesome. This is going to be like Rampage.
Yep. And as soon as you hit start, like, and the music is really intense too, and then it just switches to like, you know, super cheerful bounce music.
Yeah,
with this weird little cute. And here's what I thought, and you probably thought the same thing, but I'll check. Did you think that this was a real Shadowrun where they just slapped the license onto a puzzle game they were already making?
Oh, for fuck's sake, yes.
Yeah, not the case. Like, this was always meant to be this. Like, weird.
Yeah.
Weird, weird, weird.
Godzilla hates rocks. Destroy all rocks, melee.
Yeah, why? Like, is a puzzle platformer, which is like, okay, Game Boy.
Yeah.
That's what works on the Game Boy a lot of the time. Mm-hmm. But as Godzilla, where you just have to smash all the rocks to get two arrows, like, it's fucking strange.
Yeah.
Super, super strange.
So it makes about as much sense as if they just reskinned Crazy Castles. except yeah. with Bugs, instead of Bugs Bunny, it's Godzilla.
Yeah.
So
not that dissimilar to that.
So you're not shitting me in that this was always meant to be like, do you have any more narrative on that? Or is it just
the Wikipedia? Just it's so published by Toho.
Yeah. And Toho, they don't do games. So
yeah, but published by Compile International. There's nothing that says that it was original. So I don't have anything that says this was definitely Godzilla. But usually they'll say this started life as Doki Doki Panic. Mm-hmm. Like it did not start life as anything else.
Yeah.
It is a straight read mm-hmm. on the Godzilla Wikipedia.
Which, I mean, and it's cute.
It's super cute. Yeah. It's way cuter than it has any right to be, because one of the other reasons why you might think it's all metal is because Godzilla is a big monster.
Yeah.
You know? That's what he does.
Like fighting, until he's, you know, that's what he does.
Godzuki.
That's what he does. He bees a giant monster.
Yeah, he bees a giant monster yeah. every day. every day he's a giant monster. Yeah. But instead, yeah, puzzle platform about punching rocks.
Yeah. And like a very precise puzzle platformer. Like when I invoke Sokoban, what I mean is like you can fuck yourself out of like opportunities like Sokoban. Like yeah. it like you're pushing these blocks and it has a very specific weird way that gravity works and it's like order of operations most of the time.
Yeah.
Except with the added complication of having chibi versions of the, you know, of the usual Godzilla enemies coming after you one by one. And they all have kind of like, yeah, they're kind of like Inky, Blinky, and Clyde. They have different behaviors yeah. and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the chibi Mothra is the worst one because it comes at you from angles you'll never punch with your gigantic cartoon fist the same size as you.
With your ever-long hand.
Yeah. Exactly. Why you just like it has all the traditional Godzilla enemies, like mm-hmm. it's just none of that makes sense to me. Like Godzilla is never a thing for me, and just the idea like okay yeah. there's Godzilla, he's a giant monster who comes and destroys buildings, but he has an enemy, he has mm-hmm. these all these enemies that he hates as well. Like it's so I know nothing about it, and it mm-hmm. feels very alien and strange to me.
It certainly does. Like I can understand where like an appreciation of that comes from, especially if you grew up and that was the height of, you know, crazy little kid cinema. Because make no mistake, it's kids.
Yeah.
Like yeah. so when I was Godzilla age, when I was in the golden age of Godzilla, all I had was the Matthew Broderick version, which came out when I was like 11, which like, hey, you're 11, Godzilla, right? Even then I knew it was lame. I fell asleep during it at the drive-thru. Or drive-in. Yes, yeah, so the drive-thru theater.
Yeah, fell asleep at the drive-in.
Yeah.
You'll never get your Godzilla Happy Meal. From this. I've told this story before, but it's just related and I'll tell it again. Mm-hmm. The one of the reasons why I don't hate, but one of the things I dislike about the Wallflowers mm-hmm. is from this MTV Making the Music video show that they used to have. And you remember for Godzilla, they covered Heroes. Mm-hmm. And the video would show like it showed them making the video. And one, it had two things that pissed me off. One, it was in that interview, Jacob Dylan was like, I don't want to get famous just because my father, I want to be known for what I can do. And it's like, well, you took your father's fake last name, piece of shit.
Yep.
Like, why are you not Jacob Zimmerman? Nobody would think you were famous. And then two, the video is them like playing in a practice space while Godzilla attacks the city. And Jacob Dylan's like, that's what it's like at a Wallflower show, man. Nothing can stop us. Even if Godzilla attacks, we're unstoppable.
Jesus, and it's like,
you play like the like pussiest college rock, like radio rock that I've ever heard.
Yeah.
There's nothing tough about you. Why are you trying to sound like fucking Stained? When you are really trained, like you need to go through a training course that puts you from trained to Stained in 6 weeks.
You think you're so trained, or you think you're so Stained, but you're actually trained.
You're actually trained, Jacob Dylan, but you think you Stained.
You think you Jacob Dylan think he Stained,
but he really trained.
He really trained. He back in the atmosphere, which is hilarious because there was also a similar line. What is that? The Jimmy Page and not Kanye. It was before that. The crazy rap song that used the
come
riff.
Come with me.
Yeah, yeah. Use the riff from Not a Migrant Song,
da-na-na.
Cashmere. Yeah.
Da-na-na.
Yeah. Da-na-na. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which takes the best part of that song, the fucking drums, and just, mm-hmm. you know, eliminates them. Okay, yep. Cool. Blah. Yeah, come with me. Who the fuck's saying that? Now
Come with me. I can't remember.
Yeah, I'm looking at Puff Daddy. So yeah, Puff Daddy. Him, another video that was based around Godzilla.
Yeah, Godzilla was really getting that. It was one of those soundtrack pushes that happened in the late 90s, like mm-hmm. the Batman Robin soundtrack. Remember that Taking the World by Storm?
Uh-huh.
With the one with Kiss from a Rose and
yeah.
So that Batman Forever.
Yeah, Kiss from Rose was Batman Forever.
Okay. Yeah, Kiss from Rose and the and Hold Me, Thrill Me, Kill Me, Krill Me.
Krill Me.
Yeah. U2's Undersea Adventures.
Yeah. And that even went so far as like 2002 when Spider-Man, they had that Chad Kroeger song, like proto Nickelback. Yeah. They say there's a hero. Yeah. Like that one with just them playing on a rooftop. Yep. And Spider-Man just zipping around over top Zoom. Of them.
Checking out the concert. Yeah. No, Spider-Man, no. Yeah. It's Chad Kroeger. Don't do it.
It's going to drag you down.
I know. That Spider-Man thing had that Macy Gray scene, too, where she doesn't sing a song. She's just dressed up as a geisha girl and goes like, what the fuck?
Like in Macy Gray voice. Back.
Yeah. I've been too coffee to do a Macy Gray voice. I don't want to give myself the coughs.
I would think that would help the Macy Grayness.
Yeah, it might. I was doing it naturally when I was coughing. But the that was a weird weird soundtrack time.
Yeah.
Do you remember like buying soundtracks just for a song?
Yeah, yeah. I bought the soundtrack to Tommy Boy specifically to get It's the End of the World as We Know It when I was I got it for my birthday when I was like 8. Mm.
It's sad too, because if you would have just got
If I would have just got a document, it would have been awesome. Yeah. But I also got such songs as Come On, Eileen.
Oh, that's a good song.
That's a great song. The Tommy Boy soundtrack was this weird, it was like C and D tier mid-90s pop, you know?
Plus some 80s stuff.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, with with the, you know.
The hard thing for me was that as like in that age, I was an REM super fan, and they always put exclusive songs on soundtrack, so that's why I ended up with like the Friends soundtrack and that Batman soundtrack,
yeah,
because of the just like you can't get this song anywhere else. Mm-hmm. Well, fuck. Like I don't want to know this.
Yeah, and like the Foo Fighters did a lot of like soundtrack exclusive stuff too, like
X-Files.
X-Files, that was the crazy little emo video, Walking After You. So that was on that was actually on Color and the Shape. But like the Scream soundtrack, they had Dear Lover. Oh, and the Foo Fighters were on the Godzilla soundtrack, A320.
Oh, hey.
Yeah. So I'm just shouting out crazy Foo Fighters D-sides that were associated with movies.
I'm pretty sure that the Foo Fighters were on the, they did, Baker, Walking After You.
Oh, yeah, the X-Files, it was like Songs in the Key of X. They did, a cover of, Down in the Park.
But that is on Walking After You. They did Down in the Park on something, though. I know
they did Down in the Park for something related to the X-Files. You're absolutely right.
It was the X-Files
right.
Movie.
Yeah.
Or no, yeah, the X-Files, the album, and then X-Files. Yes, exactly. Music inspired by.
Yeah.
And then the original motion picture score.
Yep.
Totally different things.
Yeah. So. But Walking After You was on the X-Files movie soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we're both right, because the Foo Fighters were profligate in terms of putting songs on soundtracks, such as the Out Cold soundtrack with Win or Lose. I'm just doing this off the top of my head.
Man, I'm looking at the soundtrack now. This X-Files album was the first time I heard X, and I had no idea the X was on there. That's crazy.
Yeah,
I can't remember that song at all, but you know, the lady from X is a crazy conspiracy right-wing like truther now.
Oh yeah, kind of like is it her and Billy Corgan?
Well, Mo Tucker too is like a Tea Party activist now,
huh?
Which is just like all of these like music culture, counterculture heroes have become awful. Well, sucks.
Well, that's what happens when you get money.
I guess that's true. Well, it's like almost like what happens when you lose money, because I'm sure Mo Tucker is not. I'm sure she gets that Velvet Underground checks from the mail every once in a while, but. She's not, or the lady from X, Cervenka, whatever her name is, like Xine Cervenka, I'm sure is not making tons of money right now. So,
yeah, they probably took the Wesley Snipes route.
God, did you ever have like a Godzilla interest or Godzilla phase or any Godzilla?
No, not at all. I think that Godzilla 1998 kind of poisoned the well for me. I think the biggest point of interest that like it generated for me was Metal Gear Solid 3, your save lady paramedic, instead of Chinese proverbs like Mei Ling would do, paramedic would give you just like little like monster movie trivia facts. that were like semi-related to the plot of the game, because most of, you know, most of these are allegories for nuclear war and stuff, and that really related to the theme. And so I had a little jag where like I was just like write down the stuff that she mentioned and then just go like do research on it, but I never like watched this stuff in earnest. It was more for like, oh, there's something here and this connects to this other thing that I love, because Metal Gear Solid 3 is fucking great,
right?
You know, so that was really mine. And I know that you said it's gross, like you thought it was what?
I said it's gross, like the I never got into Godzilla.
Yeah,
nope, I don't have anything for that. I just never thought it was very cool.
I think it's bizarre that he eventually became a hero.
Yeah.
To save us. Like, you know, there's like little kids like, ah, Godzilla's here to save. Like, what made him go from wanting to destroy Tokyo to wanting to defend it?
Yeah. And I'm sure there are answers to that, kind of.
Yeah.
But I don't know why he would either, given that he like hates our radiation.
Yeah.
You know? It's like, that's one of the things about Pacific Rim was they answered that, you know, like, oh, it doesn't make any sense for us to have monsters fighting on our side. I guess, and they had Ultraman. Mm-hmm. And it probably should have been Ultraman who fought on our sides, and Godzilla, you know, continued to be a villain.
Yeah.
You know?
I love the idea of Godzilla hating radiation and being like one of those people who shares like crazy, like whole earth news, like articles, like look at this flower that was kept next to a microwave, it's wilted, and here's one that was kept in the sun, like
his newsletter.
Yeah,
like the, you know, from
it's Godzilla's newsletter
from the Pacific Rim.
Yeah.
Like all these ships and bottles, or like messages and bottles, just keep washing up. This is conspiracy nonsense. Yeah. Oh, Godzilla.
Why is this written in lizard shit?
Yeah. Like, imagining Godzilla bending over to shit to create lizard shit to write this newsletter is very funny to me.
Yeah.
Like underwater, especially new Godzilla where he's all chubby. Like I love the new Godzilla because he's all fat. And just imagine him just like, I'm tired. And then scrawling.
It just falls out of him.
It's like a fish.
Yeah.
He's just walking. Like he just has to walk in the pattern of the letters.
Yeah. You don't see it from space. Mecha Godzilla's flying up there is like, I don't know, maybe I should keep my cell phone out of my pocket.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And then he, you know, out there unshielded by the atmosphere and the cosmic rays, because we're literally surrounded by radiation
all the time. Yeah, it just means energy. Dumb,
yeah.
Dumb.
Yeah, chemicals. Gary, my food has chemicals.
Yeah, in fact, unnatural chemicals.
Yeah.
We're stupid.
Ugh.
Yeah, Godzilla.
Everybody but us is dumb.
Yeah, yeah. Dumb idiots. Did you ever see Godzilla and Godzuki on Cartoon Network?
No.
Godzilla, you know how in Super Metroid, how you fight Kraid and he's Godzilla and he's huge?
Yeah.
But right before you fight that little false Kraid?
Yep.
The little tiny Kraid? That's a Godzuki.
Okay.
So, like, a Godzilla is a Kraid, and then a Godzuki is one of those little false Kraids. And Godzuki could actually talk to people. He was a lot, like, he talked a little bit like Game Boy from Captain N.
Oh, so it was like Kazoo.
Yeah. Yeah, he would talk to kids, and every once in a while he'd like get his big brother Godzilla and go fuck shit up. But the theme song was like dun 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 Godzilla dun, dun, you know, it's all intense. Mm-hmm. And then the music would go, and Godzuki and then started playing this waltz where Godzuki fell into the ship and started doing somersaults and stuff. It's really surreal and weird.
Yeah, there was a little bit of a push, because I remember like concurrent Godzilla cartoons like running on Saturday mornings.
Yeah.
Or like in, you know, early morning toon blocks alongside VR Troopers or whatever.
Yeah.
As I would drink my Mondos and my Squeezits before going to kindergarten.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. VR Troopers.
Yeah, but man, I don't know. Like, there have been good Godzilla games. Like, have you played Destroy All Monsters Melee?
Yeah, that's the fighting.
Yeah,
like where
yeah.
You can use all the buildings and shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a fighting game, Rampage almost.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is a good game.
Mm-hmm. And like Rampage is an okay Godzilla game. Like,
yeah, Rampage
I'm not
is,
the biggest
kind of
fan
great...
of it.
No, you don't like Rampage?
Not so much. Like, it's just there's something about the controls never really stuck for me.
Mm.
Like, it controls really awkwardly, which may be the point because you're this gigantic monster. But and also because I think my first exposure to it was Rampage 64, which wasn't very good.
Yeah, that isn't very
yeah.
good.
Yeah, so I just I'm just terrible at Rampage. Like, I love the concept because big monsters, hell yeah, you know,
yeah,
mowing down on scientists, hell yeah. But
I actually really like Rampage, but I don't know if it's like Stockholm Syndrome or just nostalgia. Yeah. But I played a lot when I was younger.
Yeah, like Rampage kind of sticks out for me in the same way that like Burger Time does, where I can appreciate how, like, I can appreciate what it is, but just I'm so bad at it that I can't derive any enjoyment out of playing it, or much enjoyment. Like I'll play some Burger Time, but
I can see that. Yeah. The Rampage is good because at least because of like a co-op, like it's fun multiplayer.
Yeah.
So Rampage is a good Godzilla game. Mm-hmm. Stray All Monsters is a good Godzilla game. The NES game is fucking bizarre. It's this weird like tactical fighting game, and it has this Bionic Commando over map for choosing things. That's really weird. Yeah. Like it feels like Godzilla has never been made the same genre of game twice.
Right.
And none of them are Go Smash Giant Buildings. like other than Rampage. Like I would love to just have like a Katamari Damacy style like Godzilla game where it's just like, yep, fuck shit up. Like go almost like Goat Simulator.
Yeah, do it like do it like Burnout, where like you get points for, you know, doing combos and stuff.
Like
different world cities, so like Venice would be tricky because you're like, you know, tripping over the canals and stuff.
Yeah
I'd
just be way into that.
Yeah, just do a Godzilla's world tour.
Yeah, or like Rampage World Tour, except for Godzilla.
Oh, shit, fuck.
Yeah,
backpedal out of that.
I would be way into that.
Yeah,
this was just weird. Like, I had a thought about this Game Boy Godzilla that, like, if it was one of the like four games I had on Game Boy, I probably would have played the shit out of it.
Oh yeah,
because, like it's not a good game.
It's huge. Like, and you mentioned that Bionic Commando style over map. The most interesting thing about this is you have this grid of puzzles.
Yeah.
So there's what, like 81? It's like a 9x9 thing. And at the end of each level, you get little tiles that you can go up, down, left, right. You have like an option whenever you finish it. However, the point at which I stopped was when I accidentally backtracked. I was like, I'm not going to solve this puzzle again. Yep. Fuck you.
Yeah, it's dumb. Like that shouldn't be. It's why you should have an overland map instead of just those little like arrows.
Mm-hmm.
There's a really like good game fact written for it that has like a really intense map.
Yeah,
that shows all you know, all the different pathings you can take through it, which is pretty funny.
Yeah,
but I would have played the shit out of it. Now I have no time for it, and it is weird. It is the quickest 180 in games. So
yeah, like this would have been a cell phone game on my monochrome, like little, not StarTAC, but you know, just the little shitty Samsung flip phone game.
Yeah,
again, along with Brick Push or whatever.
Yeah. Except it's like It's not as successful. I feel like the greatest Sokoban game is Lolo.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not as successful as Lolo.
No.
By any means.
God, I fucking love Lolo.
I love Lolo, too.
There's got to be
the theme song is like the same,
yep.
Like for every level, but it's really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Also, some of the like best like cutscenes on an NES game.
Yeah.
Bizarrely.
Yeah, very weirdly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a super good game.
Yeah.
This is not a super good game. No. To whom should fuck themselves?
to whom should fuck thine self?
For whom the bell fucks?
Yes. For Sean Riley the bell fucks.
The Sean Riley the bell fucks for thee.
Yes. Oh well. And so next time we're going to be doing Legacy of the Wizard for NES.
I'm so excited for that.
I
love that game.
I have no recollection of what it is.
I don't think it's actually good, but I played the shit out of that game. It is really interesting and has fantastic music.
I think I'm pulling up some Oprah memories of this. Is it a platformer?
Only kind of. It is, but it's got like it's a platformer where all of the platforms and spaces you can walk are as tall as you are, tall and wide as you are. So it looks kind of like a puzzle game. Like if you just looked at it, it looks like a single screen kind of puzzle game, but it's not.
Okay. Yeah,
so it is a platformer, but there's no real open spaces.
Yeah. It looks like one of the early Game Center CX games, like one of the first two versions of Haggleman or whatever.
Yeah. Haggleman Ninja. Yeah.
So this is not the one that I'm thinking of. There's like a platformer that I'm trying to identify from my childhood that we rented once where you had to collect different colors of keys.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, which is pretty. That's an incredibly vague description, I know. But back before I could read, all I had was the vague description of the game and maybe what the box art looked like. So yeah, Legacy of the Wizard looks neat.
Yeah, I'll be interested to hear what you think about it. It is too hard and too inscrutable, but it is very cool. So I'm excited to play it again, and maybe I'll hate it in retrospect. It is weird. So
yeah.
Thank you all, or not Sean Riley, for whom the bell fucks, but everyone else, thank you for donating to our Patreon.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for
which is why you can listen to this weekly, patreon.com/HuckabeeTV. Mm-hmm. And thank you everybody who in the future will leave us iTunes ratings and reviews.
Yeah. And also everybody who's going to like our Facebook page, because I know you're gonna.
Facebook.com.
You're gonna. Facebook.com/abject suffering.
Do it. And until next time, praise the sun.
Umbasa.
Umbasa.